CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scala.com. Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. We go immediately to the labor question, not only in the United States, but also around the world going forward. Where are the workers? When are they coming back? What are the terms? One item that appeared in these last days that looks relevant to the larger story, thousands of John Deere workers, this is the Washington Post reporting, walked off the job after members of the United Auto Workers Union rejected the tractor maker's contract offer, launching the latest strike by an emboldened labor movement. As Aaron Gregg in the Washington Post, I note the subhead says the walkout is the latest by a labor movement and affects 14 plants, Iowa, Illinois, Kansas, Colorado, and Georgia. That pretty much describes the Electoral College map for 2022 and 2024. Chris, a very good day to you. The labor challenge, not only at John Deere, but also the reports from the Port of Los Angeles and the Port of Long Beach that port officials are working with terminal operators, this is the Washington Examiner, to increase the open gate times. However, waterfront labor negotiator says that it comes down to money because shipping companies run the terminals. Therefore, the remarks by the White House these last days have not moved the story. You have business nationally and globally. Are we seeing the labor demands coterminous with the shortage of workers? And what does that mean for the recovery? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Two interesting things happening simultaneously. One, you seem to have the labor movement that is now seizing on the opportunity of tight workforce and kind of a peak labor problem to try to renegotiate contracts to try to better their terms. In parallel to that, you have what's being termed the Great Resignation going on both across the U.S. and then in many parts of the world where people are voluntarily leaving the labor force. Several pundits claim that to be at low skill tiered, but we're seeing it across all skill tiers where people are simply saying, maybe with the reset of the pandemic, I don't want to work the same way as I did before. I want to take a year off. I want to go find myself or whatever that might be. But there's certainly a continued and significant disruption that's not simply wage based, but something is happening on a larger scale within the U.S. labor market.
I want to poke around for an alternative just to be difficult. John Deere depends upon resources that are global, the steel, the parts, the chips, all of that. The supply chain, is that part of the labor disruption, Chris, to your measure? If you can't get the parts, the resources, going to work seems odd, and maybe the workforce demands will shift with the supply chain. Does that make any sense?
There's certainly continued significant supply chain disruptions. Earlier this week, I flew over Long Beach and saw that backup of 100-plus container ships. So it's not getting better. It continues to get worse in the backups. But is that the factor that's shutting down the Deere plants? No. I think in the Deere plant environment, it's simply that the unions know that they can push at this time because the companies have very little options among the Great Resignation that's happening. So they're simply trying to take advantage of that situation to better their wages.
Embolden labor, good for labor. However, let's go to the hospitality, the services. The trip I made to Washington was stark to my learning because the city is depopulated. This is Washington, a city that has prospered through many recessions before because it lives on the federal dollar. The restaurants, the storefronts, either closed or very slow traffic at midday. This is something I have not observed in Manhattan, but then I've been in the concentrated part where there are lots of young people. The reluctance to return to the office leads to the reluctance to staff hospitality. Is that a nationwide phenomenon? You travel from Chicago to Los Angeles to New York.
It is a nationwide problem, and it is potentially getting much, much worse. I think the challenge that government leadership at the federal, state, and local hopefully sees is that the lack of people in the city cores within the large gleaming towers across the country has a huge secondary effect to the dry cleaners, the daycare centers, the corner bodegas and coffee shops, etc. Without those workers coming in, that occasion or opportunity of use for those other services is just eliminated, and that is starting to wipe out entire sections of that economy in the small to medium-sized business. So until people are returning, until people are back, that sector continues to suffer, and you see nationwide more and more and more boarded up shops. You're seeing the National Restaurant Association polling their members and saying that, hey, things are getting worse, not better.
To the high end, chip makers, my experience in buying off-the-shelf chips for ordinary conduct is that the prices have increased dramatically, if you can get it and if you can avoid sourcing out of China. What is your experience of chip making? Tesla's report indicated that they survived one quarter because they had integrated. However, that is not a promise for the future.
The chip challenge will continue throughout 2022 and likely into 2023. We've entered a new phase of challenge now where, because of the rolling blackouts, it's common now in China that many provinces are turning off power 2 days a week with just no electric going to the factories. So you have a challenge now that in China, you're typically not making the higher end chips. Most of that is done outside of China, in Taiwan and the US and others. But on the mid tier chips, the Internet of Things chips, many of the infrastructure chips that are made in China, with these power outages, those chip lines simply stop. You cannot go and make semiconductor if you don't have power 40% of the time. So that will be incredibly disruptive. You'll likely start to see that sending waves or shockwaves through the market in December and January.
A labor shortage, a chip shortage, a hospitality and service shortage. We're looking at what seems to be moving together, which is new challenges. To your understanding, Chris, because you're an employer as well as an observer, was this anticipated in the planning for the fourth quarter into first and second quarter 2022? Because I remember rosy scenarios when we came roaring out of the summer.
There were a number of scenarios that were supposedly the return to work post 4th of July, then Labor Day, then other. But it still seems as if the long winter is maybe setting in and we have more challenges to go through economically before we're out the other side of this problem.
There are unhappy remarks out of London about a new iteration of the virus. At this point, the NHS is recommending remasking and no social gathering, but the cabinet in London has decided, no, we're not going to shut down again. In Moscow and throughout Eastern Europe, we're seeing new demands for shutdowns, lockdowns, because of a new iteration. Have you seen any talk of that in either California or Illinois or New York, a new shutdown coming midwinter?
Potentially, you're definitely seeing businesses being much more aggressive in remasking now going forward. And as it goes to the winter, I think that the challenge that government and business has to deal with is we're unlikely to eliminate this virus anytime soon. So how do we live with it and what is good enough? If we cannot go to zero deaths, what is acceptable to be able to reopen this economy? Because, John, honestly, from all the indicators that we see, this economy is teetering on a very dark hole. And if we do not get business back and moving again, there'll be systemic shakeout in the economy over the next decade.
Right now, final 15 seconds, 2023 for the supply chain to right itself. Does that sound conservative enough?
I would say start to look at the back half of 23. First half is still going to be a mess.
Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scala.com. Scala, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.